Welcome back, everybody. It's your time to ed up on the EdUp Experience podcast, where we make education your business. In an ambush here, I've been ambushed by a group of amazing community college professionals, ambushed in a good way. This, of course, is Dr. Joe Sallustio doing my, I don't know how many podcasts, the fifth of the day, fourth of the day, talking to amazing leaders in and around higher education. And you might ask, where am I doing this? Well, I'm here at Ellucian Live in San Antonio, Texas, with 5,800 or 6,000 of my closest colleagues. It is very, very busy. A lot of information being exchanged. A lot of technology talk, generative AI, what the future is going to look like, FAFSA, what the heck is that about? There's a whole lot going on. And I, as I said, I've got four people around me right now and two that were like, now we're good, but maybe we'll call them in a minute and get on the mic. We'll figure it out. So we're going to go around one by one. Tell us who you are and what you do and the name of your institution.
All right. Well, thanks for having us. We're from Northeast Community College in Northeast Nebraska. My name is David Cohn, as the new CIO there. It's a privilege to work with these folks and be a part of it.
You didn't know that was going to happen,
did
you?
I was looking backwards, like, who's clapping?
I was too.
It was the crowd, David.
Right, the crowd.
There's the massive crowd.
That's right. So we're excited to be part of the solution for a lot of things. Technology services has a unique role in education, and we have a great institution to work with. So excited to hear all the new things that Ellucian's doing and have a great team. We have 14 people that came from our institution.
14
so
people?
We will come back with a ton of knowledge to take some good next steps.
Wow. All right.
Faye Kilday, and I'm the Dean for the Center for Excellence in Teaching and Learning at Northeast, and really just the junk drawer. I do everything that nobody else wants to do.
Assessment. And,
oh, yeah.
And assessment. Oh, see,
yeah,
whenever you talk to somebody who's doing assessment,
MC
their eyes
Sarah.
Get really wide. Like, yes, I love it. Right. And I go, oh, assessment, you know, but if you say podcasting, my eyes will get wide. Right. So much respect for what you do. Teaching and learning, obviously important. We can talk about technology all day long, but it comes down to how students are receiving information, whether they're showing that they're learning. So thank you for being here and we'll talk more.
Yes. And I am Michaela Maple. I am the registrar at Northeast. I wear many hats, actually. I oversee the admissions office, as well as registration, testing center, and we have a department that oversees our international students, global opportunities and travel opportunities outside of the country. So, again, we're
so you oversee all that, and your title's registrar?
Yeah.
Yikes!
Yeah.
We need to get you a new title, whoever the president is over there at Northeast. That's crazy. Yeah. All right.
Hello, I am Julie Cush. I am an application systems analyst in our technology services department, and I am just excited. We're learning a lot here at the Ellucian Live, and I'm excited about the upcoming
Product release. Yeah. Did you guys get the product release stuff? Has that happened yet?
Well, it's all week. They've been talking about new things, and it's hard to pinpoint what's out there, what's new, what's coming, what's already available that you haven't been using. So,
yeah, you know, I think it's important to set the stage as we talk about community colleges here in general are just so unique in this day and age. And not that they haven't been before, but I feel like there's a new positive light put on community colleges as we talk more about post-secondary education rather than higher education. Community colleges are offering alternative pathways and certificate programs and short-term credentials and the longer-term credentials and credit, dual credit and transfer pathways and mental health services and food pantries and. So the job doesn't get easier, it gets harder. Can you guys talk just a little bit about how your institution has evolved over the last couple of years? Oh, by the way, generative AI and technology. I mean, so you look at all of those things that a community college has to deal with and serving a diverse student, too, that's one bill away from quitting a lot of times. We'll start with you, David. There's so much to keep track of to move an institution forward these days. How's it going?
Sure. Well, my perspective is, you know, fairly new, and we're very much in the technology piece, but there have been a lot of things our institution has been looking at in the last couple of years. I'll let, you know, Faye can speak more to this, but we're on a guided pathways initiative to really help ourselves refocus on our entire student population. There are things that we do really well that every school does well, and we're well suited to do those, but there are opportunities to improve that student experience for all of our students. And you hit the nail on the head with the community colleges. There's all phases of life that we impact, right?
Yeah.
It's not your traditional student. And to try to do all of that well is a challenge. So what are the things we really have to focus on so that we're meeting those needs? And I'll let you guys speak to it, but it's certainly a challenge, but a ton of opportunity. And we have a really committed institution to identifying, you know, clearly defining what success looks like, because it's a moving target as well. How are we going to do this? And sometimes when you make some success, it breeds other success. So,
in addition to community college, we're a comprehensive rural community college. And for that, what I mean is we cover, it takes you about 4.5 hours to cover 16 counties to get from one end to the other. We have extended campus locations, extensive dual credit, and so we are serving a very large region of Nebraska. And so that alone presents its own challenges. And as David mentioned, Guided Pathways has been a focus for the last 5 years for our institution. And so we are really focusing on the needs of our region. Student success drives everything we do. That's our mission. And so all of the work we've done has really focused on how can we get students to achieve their goal. And that might be a college degree, or it might just be workforce upskilling, getting to the workforce, and living in a wage earning a living wage to help provide for their family. And so that's everything we've been working on, focuses on that.
Amazing.
You know, one of the things I love about what you said, and a lot of people, when they think community colleges, don't understand that you're an economic engine as much as you are an educational institution, right? And if you ripped community colleges out of the rural area that they serve, there would be just decimation among earnings and outcomes and so on. But you have to do a lot of things, right? You have to serve the student, but at the same time, you have to put in the right tech to do it. You have to protect data. You have to write the right systems. You have to move the business forward. Can the tech folks here talk for a second, and we'll come back to those serving the student or facing. What are you learning here? What are you here for? Is it the collegiality, the networking, the newness of new technology? From your perspective, Julie, when you go home, what's success?
Well, for me, in the last year we moved to the cloud. We migrated to the cloud, so we're no longer on premise.
And that was super easy, right? It was like, oh, we'll just go to the cloud. No problem.
It could have been worse. It was all right. We had a good team, and we have great users, good functional users. But I think for me, I'm really focused on what we can do to help our employees, our functional users, to allow for the student success, you know, complete our mission and our goals. So what can we do? So I work a lot with integrations. We have a lot of other applications that are tied to our banner system. And I'm excited about what I'm learning here as far as insights and Data Connect. I think that is in our near future. And I think it'll help allow us to help our functional users. It's been good because moving to the clouds, because we've been able to focus more on the future now. Besides previously, when we had to focus on keeping the lights on and keeping things working, where now we can focus more on projects and the future.
Nailed it.
One thing you said that a lot of people don't understand, and I don't say a lot of people don't understand, there's a lot that goes into it, is the word integration. There are so many systems and so many points of data. And just because you have like an ERP doesn't mean that magically everything works. You have to pull in Google information and information from your CRM and information from your advancement. And I mean, just there could be an ecosystem of integrations that go around your system. But I don't think that that's well known, right?
Right. Right? It's not. And recently, actually, Jen Gleason in our department, she put together this great visual of basically
is banner. This Jen, right?
That is Jen.
Shout out to Jen Gleason.
She put it's really great. It's a good visual showing our whole college, our users, each other, what it reminds us what we have. It's big. There's
and
a
you
lot
look at
of
it and go, what the who the heck manages that sucker right
It's
there.
A big ecosystem, yep.
Right.
Yeah. What do you want to add to that, David, just about what you're hoping to learn and take back to North? You obviously brought a crew.
Yeah.
So there's some moment of, you know, so there's an epiphany or just like 14 people that are going to run and start changing things, which is also cool.
Well, we're committed to working with Ellucian and happy to be investing in the things that Ellucian is investing in. So it's worth our time to be here and see what's next and what's out there and how we can best use our systems that we already have, right? So we want to be good stewards of those resources. That's one of our big mission things. The hard part about technology services is that we're kind of in a weird spot, right? We don't get to work with students in the same way. And so a lot of times our impact is very much tied to processes or integrations. And But there's a huge opportunity for us to really engage in the core mission of the institution. And that's something I'm excited to help as we get closer maybe to some of the processes and get a chance to revisit some of the way things have always worked. Sometimes you kind of are what you are. You've been that way for a long time. With all the new that's coming out with Ellucian, we talk about really pivoting from being infrastructure focused to now innovation focused. And that's a new opportunity for us to really work with our users who get to directly impact students, but also to get our whole technology services team engaged with the mission. Like, sometimes you can do technology services, the same thing we do, we could do for any industry. What is it unique about doing technology services for a community college? And really getting our people on mission, excited about that, because yes, we do technology stuff, but how
do we do technology stuff? I love it.
I mean, across the board, right? So integrations, but simple, like networking, all that stuff that no one sees until it breaks, but that's critical to the success of an institution. So how do we really celebrate the fact that we are on mission and doing what we do?
That's good, right? Because I love that you said it like that, because I'm like, yes, I love somebody that says we do technology stuff. I understand that. There's a lot of technicality around technology, and you look at the student-facing jobs, and you guys are representative of a couple of key groups that typically fight change, faculty and the registrar. I mean, not you in particular, Michaela.
Come on now.
But registrars can have very specific ways of doing things, especially if they've worked in the system over years and years and years. Course scheduling. What's not represented in a group like yours is financial aid, because you always have to follow the money around, because then the credits don't work. And if the credits don't work, the registrar is like, the hair is coming out left and right because everything follows the credit. And then, you know, can you talk about change management a little bit? Because you're here learning about technology, you're learning about how to go back with that technology and implement change. Is it a change culture that you have? Do you have to change manage it? Give me a little bit of what you're looking at.
I think we just understand that in the role of education, things are always changing. My team is used to change. We're in the process of implementing Recruit and Advise right now. We're about to launch a document management system, and things are never the same. My job, no 2 days are ever the same, so I am used to change. I think it's, from my perspective, it's interesting, you know, David speaking to bringing this large group to Ellucian Live. If I were him, I'd be scared, because we're all going to come back and be talking about these great products we saw. And when can we implement this? When can we bring this to Northeast? He's going to have a big list coming his way.
Ooh, he's building coalitions, though, at the same time. Smart move.
Yeah. Yeah, so this conference is great. It's always exciting just to learn from other schools, but to also see all the opportunity that's out there. Like I said, we know things are going to change. If we can stay on top of it and just get our teams to buy into that, we're doing everything that we do for the student. We want to make the student experience the best that it can be, and I think Northeast is really good about being so student-focused. Our mission is student success, and I think if you asked anybody that worked at Northeast, they would agree. If we're making change for the student, then we're doing the right thing.
Tell them like it is.
All right, Faye, what do you have to add from the faculty perspective?
So we recently, as part of our Guided Pathways, overhauled all of our curriculum, and it took us a while, and we're a little behind schedule, so people like Michaela love us because we're putting through changes, and coming to Ellucian Live and having, we brought a faculty member even, helping the rest of us understand how we're so intertwined, and it's great for a faculty committee to make a curriculum change, and we just know that it happens, and next year it's great, students are taking those classes, but we don't always recognize all of the changes that have to happen for the registrar, for financial aid, and all the things that they have to do, and even technology services, our reporting, and so this experience for all of us has been great, because we can start to understand what role each of us plays, and how that's important that we are all in it together, and we don't leave anybody out, so that when we're implementing these changes, it's done right, and students are able to then see the fruits of our labor and be successful.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
I'm going to just piggyback. You mentioned that there's some resistance to change. This is what's great about our team, is that I'm not terrified to bring a whole group. Now, it wasn't even my idea to bring all this group, so I don't get any credit for that, but our institution is committed to doing what's best for students, and you can look at just Michaela's calendar, the amount of time that she's spent working with us on new projects, and the amount of manual work that Faye and her team have done to help us fix problems. It's there's a real commitment to doing things right. And so as a technology team, we love having these kind of functional users that will help us make a difference, because we can't champion stuff as a technology service. Sometimes we're required and we have to help bridge the gap and translate, but really we don't have the problems to solve. And so we love having great partners. And Julia mentioned it, we have great functional users, but we really have business partners across the institution that really make our job as technology fun, because we can move the needle. And the better we get at prioritizing this and setting the vision ahead will give us better work to do down the road. So sometimes you're chasing things in the past, but the great thing about being here is I hope they come back with a great list, because some of this stuff is easy to do, but it takes someone who wants to do it, and we can't champion that from technology services the same way as when we can and Faye and Michaela won it. That means something to us to hear it from them. So.
You know what AI has done for all of us in higher education and in the industry? It's taken us from looking outside in, right? Where we're just, like, as a CIO, you're trying to make everything work. You're trying to make sure that the data is protected. You're trying to make sure that functionally in the institution, everything is right. Same thing, faculty, that the registrar, all the way around. Now it's like, okay, wait a minute. Simultaneously, I have to look at what's coming. How is this going to enhance my job? How is faculty going to react, right? Just faculty reactions to AI across institutions completely different. If I'm building systems, how can AI augment my build? Right, so it's taken all of us and turned us into futurists. How do you balance this going forward? You guys think about that? I mean, that's probably the hardest question I've asked all week, just for the record.
Well, Faye's done a lot of talking about AI with our institution. I thought today's presentation was great, because sometimes we don't know the questions to ask about AI, right? Yeah. Like, how can AI help me? Well, no, let's clearly define a problem and see how AI can help with that. And so the more specific you can get, the more chance you have at being successful. So that was good feedback for me to hear, because you hear the tag AI thrown to everything. But really, it's really ambiguous. So it's been great this week to hear a couple. Here's an example of how this could work. And help you.
I mean, I used AI is not specific enough.
Right, exactly.
I used it.
Right. And sometimes the comment about Excel, you're going to be using AI without knowing it. Well, that's almost not helpful. It will improve it. But there are times, you know, we're as solution people, how can we implement AI in a way that will make a difference? So there's opportunities there, but we need almost to learn how to talk and think about it. So it's good to be here and see some concrete examples. Faye, what have you been seeing? You have a lot to say on this.
Yep. So we, as you can imagine, when ChatGPT came out, it was like the sky was falling. And so our initial reaction at CETL was, of course, to, okay, remember the calculator, folks. It's really okay. We're going to be okay. And so over the last year, we've done a lot of workshops, and people have really grown and understand the tools. Most of it is just making people get their hands dirty and their feet wet, jump in and use it. And so now we're to a point where there's a comfort level where we can start to establish our institutional policies around it.
Right.
What does it really mean at Northeast? What does it mean for our students? What does it mean for us as staff, so that we're making sure we're using it ethically? And then also, as products come out, understanding what it does, how it works, and really understanding it before we jump in and buy something or say it's the answer to everything. So as an institution, it's been a really fun evolution. And I was just telling David, I feel like we've moved a long ways, and I finally feel like people are, instead of panic initially, they're starting to ask questions instead of freaking out.
I bet you it's good validation to be here and talk to colleagues that go, oh yeah, we're not even close to that yet. And you go, yeah, that's it. We're kind of right. Or yeah, they're changing too, right? That, and for you too, Michaela, you're if you think about AI can enhance AI programs that might be able to enhance the work of a registrar and make the job of registrar a lot easier, I'd be interested in that.
Wow. Yeah. You just blew my mind there, because quite honestly, I haven't tapped into AI much or even the, what the possibilities are. That's a great thought. Hadn't considered. So
it's my only thought, although
well,
my only great
you.
Thought I'm going to have.
I appreciate that you pointed it in my direction.
Well, no, I think it right, because I oversee the registrar function at my university, and I'm always going, okay, how could we make it so these classes get inputted easier or tracked easier, DPA, degree progress audits? I mean, all of that can be AI-generated transcript evals.
Oh, wow.
Like, if you could automate and use AI around transcript evals, so you could turn around a transcript evaluation in 24 hours without involving faculty, now you're talking. Like, you're talking like skipping the intro on Netflix.
Yeah.
Like, that's, you're getting to that point, right? So that's, anyway, so I start riffing on what the possibilities. Yeah. We should talk.
I'm up for it.
How about you, Julie? Anything that you're looking for AI in your job? I mean, you're going to have a bot next to you creating programs?
You know, before today, I hadn't overly thought about it too much, honestly, either. So, like Michaela. But today, seeing the session this morning and what it can all do is really impressive. I probably haven't put as much thought in it besides ChatGPT and using that here and there. So it is exciting, definitely.
What else do you guys want to say about Northeast? Your institution, your time here at Ellucian, the conference? Take us home one at a time. We'll go backwards this time. Julie, you start.
Oh, me first. It's great. It's great having this much, these many representatives from our institution here together and collaborating together. I am excited as well to talk afterwards and see what everybody has taken away from it.
That's a fun part, yeah.
Yeah. So far, I mean, we've had some discussions so far, but after today, it's a great time to get away with each other and learn.
Yeah. And the dinners that you get to go to and the lunches you get to share ideas, that's worth its weight in gold for the institutions that send one person to a conference like this. You know, when you invest in people, they invest back, right, Michaela?
Definitely.
What are your takeaways?
Northeast really does promote professional development, and the fact that they were willing to send 14, would have sent more, in fact. You know, we did.
Somebody's got to run things over there, right?
They do. And yesterday was the first day of registration for the fall, so maybe not the best time to be gone, but I have a great team that can take care of it back home so that I can be here learning great things, because there's so much opportunity that Ellucian provides. So I'm glad to be here, learned a lot, and I'm excited for the rest of the conference.
Okay.
So we are moving into the next phase of our strategic plan. And so this group that is with us at Ellucian Live, 14 people, I feel like are... once we have those strategic priorities set, we're going to be the ones that drive the work forward and make sure the next 5 years are as exciting as the last 5 years. And so all of the things we've learned really are setting us up for where we're going to be in 5 years. And that is super exciting that our institution is willing to invest in that and recognizes the value that creating this class or cross collaboration is so critical and having key stakeholders. So very excited.
Well said. Last word.
You know, I'm excited for this conference, but I'm just looking at Faye and Michaela here. They're heading to Rural Guided Pathways the next couple of days, an HLC conference. So they're here and somewhere else. So there's a big commitment to what we can learn from one another and to stay professionally engaged and growing. So the last session I walked out of, and I just had this moment of, you know, 2 years ago we came to eLive in Denver. And man, it's a different world now with Ellucian than it was 2 years ago. And so kind of had this... stop and think, what will it look like 2 years from now? I mean, our world has changed a ton in those same 2 years. But there's a whole lot coming in the next year or two that what are we going to be doing and what kind of questions are we going to ask? I mean, what kind of answers are we going to have for your AI question in 2 years?
Yeah.
So there are things that will happen, and it's just a kind of stark two-year period. And just the things that Lucian was talking about 2 years ago, they're not even talking about now. It's brand new stuff.
Yeah. Came on the podcast. I was there 2 years ago in Denver, too, and it took you guys 2 years to get on the podcast. We'll have to see what happens 2 years from now.
Well, you know what? This is why it's fun to have these opportunities. So
now you're comfortable. Now you'll be on, hey, I'm Joe, get me on. You know, we'll get you on. What a pleasure for you guys to be here. Really an honor to talk to you all. Ladies and gentlemen, they are the team from Northeast Community College. David, Faye, Michaela, and Julia. Will not go through their titles again. You can listen to the beginning of the episode for all that. Hope you guys had fun.
Yes.
Too.
Thank you.
Got to talk about this. Well, there you have it, everybody. Let's outro this episode.
Be excellent to each other.
You've just ed upped.